Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's an energy, Tim. You hate these episodes when there's this kind of energy.
Oh, I love this. Are you
Let's
kidding
start
me?
At the top. Simon Cardi.
What up?
How fucked up is it that Lucy James has 70,000 more followers than you on Twitter?
I don't think I've ever even thought about that. But now
well,
you mention
now you
it,
should.
Now you mention it, it's actually sickening, isn't it?
Let's it's that honest. Thing where it's like upsetting that you work for the better website, IGN.com, and she works for GameSpot. Maybe Giant Bomb. No one's really sure what's going on over there.
If you've worked for more than one company, you really work for anyone.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. And that's another great point, Nick Scarpino. Is
if you just said Nick, you said Nick Clearbrain, it's okay. Thank you, Greg. You say, where does Lucy work? I'm like, the local farmer's market.
I don't know.
She's a joke to us. You know what I mean?
I love you
desperately
so much, Lucy.
Clinging for relevance.
So much.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing. It's like, oh, you're going really hard on Lucy today. It's like, well, remember the rule of Kind of Funny. Yeah, if you're not in the room, we can make fun of you. If you're not in the country, we can really go all in on you.
Can we just for one sec appreciate the fact you bring up the energy? We get the smoke machine about us talking shit about Lucy, and it happened when the camera wasn't even on the shot to show it, and only one went off.
No.
So,
it was about to be on the shot.
It was going to be in the shot.
Guess what? It didn't go off the first time when the intro happened, so I was like, oh, it's not going to work. Let me test it one more time.
I'm glad she's testing them. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino. What is with the one-shots, Kev? Why are you so obsessed with them today?
We look good today.
We do look good today.
What is Tim, this 1980s Russian denim jacket you got on right now is my favorite thing.
I fucking love it.
He looks like a protagonist in an 80s movie for sure. You know what I mean?
He does. Like he's trying to figure out how
Tim cheers
to get to have the party at his house.
No, grab the beer, yeah.
Oh my god. Is that the day we're having right now? Oh, it's a lot.
He brought up the energy, and I was like, I don't know what he's
talking
about.
Well, that's two beers at lunch, Tim and Greg. You know what I mean?
We're going to hang out there. I didn't know this.
We wanted you to come. We finished Games Daily, and I said, Simon Cardi has been hanging out with the wet blankets, Tam and Lucy, all weekend long. You know what I mean?
Going in.
All you do is walk around, you go into the shops, and you pick up and you go, this candy is better in our country. This orange juice is better in our country.
Does this county have so many farmers markets?
And I said, what can our country bring? And I said, Buffalo Wild Wings. And Tim said, that's a great idea.
I didn't know there was beer involved, but I'll have it. Thank you. I'll have it.
All right! The cool kids are back.
I'm on holiday.
Nick.
Despite doing more work today than I have probably done in a long
time. I fucking love it, dude. You are my favorite human being that I've met in a very long time. I know we met before, but now I actually get to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And this last week has just been...
It's been good.
The best week of my life.
I've had a lovely time. Like, you now know... I don't even really do know what my favorite shape is because we never really got to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
But, God, we had a chat about it.
Yeah.
Got a favorite shape, Greg? 2D geometric, by the way. No.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate ridiculous. It. Thank you for giving me some rules. I appreciate that a lot. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, the Pentagon, probably. You know what I mean? I like
Big
our military.
The devil shape.
You know what I mean? 9/11, never forget. Now, there's some questions.
Wait,
how'd the hole punch
the
a perfect...
Pentagon, that's why.
How did the plane punch a perfect hole in the side of the building? But we won't get into it. We won't get into the fact there was a tire there that didn't look to be from the same kind of plane they said it was. Why didn't they release all the footage? Don't worry about
it. Greg Miller's the only person that when asked, what's your favorite shape, his first words are 9/11.
My favorite shape is the letter 9/11.
This show's so much better without Andy.
Yeah, it really is. Like, he's not here.
Look at that. There it is right there.
That is a pentagon.
And that pentagon you look at, you're like, America. You can feel it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Full of red mist.
Exactly. Yeah. Terrigen mist. Remember that? Avengers game. No big deal.
Yeah.
Simon, you loved the Avengers game.
The Avengers game. We played a lot of
that, didn't we?
Got the platinum for that, which is it something I'm proud of?
Yeah.
I think so.
We went through a lot of highs to get that. Yeah.
And a lot of lows. Yeah. A lot of lows.
I said hives. All right. There were a lot of hives. There were a lot of lows. These are deep cut Avengers game references you probably don't get, Nick.
Oh, I don't get any of it. No, I don't get any of them. Nah. I'm not even going to try. I get zero of them. But I'm glad that you guys enjoyed your game.
Me too.
Enjoy is a strong word.
Greg tried to sell people on this game for a very, very long time, which for me, anytime someone tells me I have to like something, I have the absolute opposite reaction every single solid time.
I get that.
So he's not watching Succession.
Really?
Watch one episode of it. Everyone's like, you got to watch this show. I was like, I just, you know what? I'm not watching anymore. Done.
Damn. In 3 years, he'll be like, hey, guys, Succession.
Totally.
Really
yes. Regret yes. It's like when I brought up The Bear and told him to watch The Bear, and he didn't do it for the longest time, and then he finally so did.
This
and then
is a bone we're going to be picking soon. You know I discovered The Bear. And I have a text thread that I could put out that is not Photoshop that said, Greg, you're from the Chicagoland area. You should watch this show called The Bear. It's about a guy who makes sandwiches. And Greg's like, Nick, I don't even know how to turn my fucking TV on. I'm so dumb. Mm. And I was like, hit the big red button. And all of a sudden, it's a dot, dot, dot. Whoa. Whole other world for him.
The Bear.
And then he watched The Bear. It was
now,
awesome.
Greg, I do want to add that, yes, I do remember Nick recommending The Bear first. But I didn't take it serious until you recommended it.
Well, that's the thing is Nick doing one of his comedy bits. I don't know if you know this, Simon. He likes to go do stand-up. You look at the Kind of Funny calendar, all I see every night, Nick at Elmo's shop.
Elmo's shop?
It does look like that sometimes. Like, I see Nick you acting. Like, where the fuck is... Like, I know SF very well. Where the fuck is Elmo's shop?
There's a lot of
Bombadil's
different...
Bombadil's hideout.
Small places.
Whoa, Andy!
Oh, Andy's here. Right?
Andy, you're on the back wall. What up, brother? When'd you get here?
I made the mistake of not being still the whole time and then suddenly just moving out of nowhere. And people would be like, wow, he's not a JPEG up there.
Crushed it.
I love that you're here. I love this whole thing. We had Simon here today. Yeah. He's been here. He's just hanging out. You just fucking live here now.
Tam and Lucy left me, didn't they?
Yeah.
I come all this way and then they fly back to London.
You want to talk about some real English hospitality? Mm-hmm. They say, come on and hang out with us during GDC. Simon books it, says great. And then like, oh, actually, we have to go home.
Yeah.
Bye. They leave him. He had to go hang out with Andrew Goldfarb last
night.
I'm
so sorry.
You know what I mean? He'll never get the smell out.
What does it smell like, Rick? What does it smell like?
Desperation and persona.
There it is.
Desperation and persona.
That's huge. Okay.
Yeah. You smell Barrett. You know.
Oh.
There's some energy in the vibe, and I fucking love
it. Everybody's catching strays today. That's the rule.
Okay.
Speaking of strays, you feel like a stray cat. You're just here, but like you're the coolest.
You ever see Tim grab the wheel and yank us back on track?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I just love it. You came through, and like you're just like, hey, I'll be on anything, and I'm just like, I know, but I'm not trying to push you to work because like it's
fucking everything.
That's true. You're I'm on holiday.
I'll be on everything.
He keeps telling me I'm on holiday. I'm on holiday. I'm like, oh, you have fun. Okay?
No, I'm here to have fun. This is fun.
Great.
This is the thing. This is his dream.
And I just can't, I can't not put you on everything because you're the funniest motherfucker I've ever met.
I have to live up to that now.
I just want everyone to know that might not know.
Thank you. If you're an audio listener, we have an image that says Pentagon, Hexagon, Octagon, Oregon.
American comedy, never dies.
That's all that it is. But I love like hanging out with you. I've already learned a lot about myself through you, but so much so that I just want to share you with everybody. And like earlier today, when we were sat down here, I was like, I feel like Nick hasn't been quantified yet. Like he doesn't fucking know. But you guys did your whole stream, so like,
Simon was nice enough to join us today as we played a game in the Twitch lab, and it was really fun. We had a great time. It was a very wholesome time.
Yeah, we stared down the anus of a pig.
Tim, its haunch just moved a little bit, and you could see kind of
it's a haunch.
It. Yeah,
I prefer.
We're checking it
so
for drugs.
What is a haunch?
A haunch?
It's like legs. It's
you know, like the butt. Where your thigh and your butt meet. Yeah. Those would be your haunches.
You ever seen that thing where the girls turn around and they like put their fingers, their ass cheeks? That's the haunch. That's what we're talking about.
I preferred. Can I just say I wanted this on record? I preferred the pig anus to the goat anus.
Mm. Yeah, the goat anus had a tail. The pig anus it was totally unobstructed.
No,
which was nice.
What game was this? I want to say
animal anus too.
You described it like you're a redacted government document. Where you're Simon hung out with us today in the lab and played a game.
The game was called Border Police. I want to say
something like that.
And
you play.
Whoa, wait, why were the guys border police looking up goat anuses?
You play as a border patrol officer in a fictional Russian sort of like Eastern Bloc.
Did you ever play
country.
Papers, Please?
Yeah,
it's a bit like
that's
that,
what this is.
Turn it into a shooter.
There we go. See? Oh, man. I was way up. Actually, you know what? I was way up on where the haunch. I thought the haunch.
Hold the fuck up. You're telling me that haunch is like a scientific word.
Yeah.
It's not like all the things I've heard.
When I said like choo-choo? Like
choo-choo, the bonchichi, like all the shit. The Nick just says haunch is just a real animal part?
That's a real
pig part. Had a much thicker haunch, you know what I mean?
Kevin, can you Google pig haunch? And see what comes
thick
up,
pig
please?
Haunch.
Thick, big old
thick pig haunch.
Contraband Police is what it was called. Thank you, Darby.
There we go.
That's right. I messed that up. Contraband Police is what it was called. We were searching for contraband on a border to make sure that no drugs or Adderall came. And if the Adderall did come, that we were going to confiscate that and put it to good use.
Or shoot them in the head.
Yeah.
Here we
that
go.
Happened.
Once it happened.
Pig haunches. It doesn't work like that. Like, this is not
basically, it's hindquarters.
Yeah, it's what
you lose $500 if you kill a member of the public, which seems quite cheap.
Again, it's 1981, and you're in Russia.
Yeah. Like, I don't know the rules.
A Russian-like country, let's call it
that. A Russian-like Eastern Bloc country.
Yeah. Oh, you know, holiday within a holiday.
Exactly. We had a good time. It was fun, though. Thank you for joining us for that.
Oh,
and if you're around
you
tomorrow, we'll put you to work on the morning show. That'll be fun.
I'll be here. My flight's at 7 p.m. So
there you go.
We're going to be until 4. Get me, you know.
I think we're going to rank Easter candy. And you guys have Easter.
Yeah. We have a lot of
here we go, though.
I brought the chocolate with me.
Here we fucking go.
The superior
chocolate. The heroes.
Did you bring Cadbury?
I did Cadbury Heroes. Yeah.
Cadbury is a very superior chocolate. I'm not going to
lie. Didn't you see the candy Milky. And then make fun of it?
Kevin. We have a guest. Kevin, you are a guest.
I guess that's the biggest thing for me personally is like, is England proud of anything other than their chocolate? Because this is what comes up every time. They will go out of their way, these Englanders, to have a piece of chocolate from America and be like, oh, it's so terrible. And England's so great. You listen to, the latest X-Cast with Chris Charla. Chris Charla just mentions that he had a bunch of Australian developers give him Tim Tams, and fucking Gary comes out of left field and be like, fuck Australia, they only got the Tim Tam. Yeah. We got a whole bunch of superior chocolates in Yakuza.
We only use it because we know it's better than America's. Like, it's nothing like Belgium or Switzerland, and they're on another level, you know what I mean? I don't know what we're proud of. I'm not proud of anything, really, about Britain. We invented cricket. Football,
that doesn't work here at all.
Rugby. You guys get a lot of rain. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And we have more now.
I mean, I arrived in this sea.
Yeah.
Trees blowing over. What's going on?
Yeah.
Wild.
A lot of trees.
Are you guys ashamed of anything?
A lot. Yeah, our past.
Yeah.
A lot of colonialism.
Present. Present. Probably future.
Yeah.
I will say I appreciate that every time someone from the UK or Australia comes over, I end up getting chocolate of some sort, some goodies.
But it's like that thing where they feel like they're doing you a favor.
I had a
bag of Kit Kat minis from Target. Oh, my God. I inhaled them all weekend long.
Do you want to know
I was just on the floor.
I bought that box of chocolates, and I was like, do you know what? I'm heading to the IGN office. I'll bring it in there. I made a quick last-minute pivot. I'm going to bring him here.
Thank you.
IGN, you're going to see those people for, what, 6 more months before they go somewhere else? Like, you know, we're here for the long haul.
Oh, yeah.
You're making long relationships here.
What is it like going to the IGN office out of the Taco Bell? Is it good?
Out of the
Where do they work now in this city?
I don't know the exact address, and I'd probably be doxing them, wouldn't I? But
yeah, don't
know. I missed that.
They have an office, though.
Yeah, they have an office, but
that was the bad joke I was alluding to.
Only went there like 2 or 3 times, but it was good also.
Andy, how do you feel about that?
I just love Nick.
Our London office is nice.
I just love Nick.
It's inside baseball.
I'm sure you do,
but it's inside baseball when you don't understand baseball or what inside
left
means.
Their office, and they went down to LA, which is the joke I was trying to make. I just find it hilarious. He's like, I'm going to come visit the IGN office. It's like, we were about 500 miles in the wrong direction from it. It's in Los Angeles now. Fran. Mm-hmm.
They have an office.
Stella
puts up photos.
Old...
Yeah, Stella puts up photos. It's nice. Yeah.
Nice.
It's a little bit like an industrial freezer downstairs.
Yeah.
It's a mood.
Yeah, it is a mood for sure.
It's chill.
Well, you'd say we have a nicer office. Kind of funny, it's a nicer office.
Probably.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Don't worry, everybody else says it.
Yeah, we got there in the end.
Lucy and Tam said it too, but are they talking about Giant Bomb GameSpot? Nobody knows.
Oh, no one knows where they were.
Andy, I wish I was you right now. I don't want to be here, but you just get to be there. I feel like you have less responsibility. Like, people can't hold you accountable for what's being said here.
I feel at this point we have to say for the 100%. Record it was a gag to put him up that high on your shot, because now it just looks like something's wrong when they cut to the one shot of Tim and Andy,
we explicitly said not to bring it up.
Yeah, you said it was going to be a gag, and then I'm looking at it, I'm like, it's not funny, you know what I mean? Like, it just looks like you don't know how to do your job, Kevin. And I know you know how to do your job, Kevin. And I love you, Kevin. This isn't me insulting you.
And yet, that's what it feels like,
Kevin. Think of all the times we've bonded lately over that burrito you told me about. Come on,
yeah, you keep Kevin. Telling me that. It's freaking me
dude,
out.
This kid changed my fucking life with this McDonald's breakfast burrito.
Oh, I thought
you
it was
fucking
like
kidding me right now. Have you had one of these?
No.
I'm bringing you one tomorrow.
I'm not a breakfast person.
I don't give a shit. You're eating it, you're going to enjoy it. If you're not, I'm shoving it down your throat.
Wow.
But real quick, I want to talk about this.
Hold on, Andy was going to say something, Andy.
Nah, nobody cares. Well,
I just wanted to replace the background of me, and I want to make it look like I'm sneaking like behind the wooden post, like I'm kind of like peeking behind it. You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
Andy, real quick, can you go do like a cosplay of the nun from The Nun? Because that'd be cool. Remember in The Nun when she was in the painting? I think it was actually, that might have been in one of the Conjuring ones, but you know The Nun from The Nun and The Nun. The Nun.
It's hard to keep up with all this.
It is hard to keep up with it when you put it that way.
It's a lot to keep up with.
Yeah. So, I loved the fucking nun, man. I think about her at least once a week when she did the whole painting thing. And then she ran at her. It's fucking crazy.
Fucking poor
it was pretty crazy,
poor Vera,
man.
Farmiga. She'll never be the same.
What is this show?
This is it. This is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week for sometimes five best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk to each other about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to talk to us about things... Josh Jesus is trapped.
Just so you know, Greg, the time code that I just wrote down is the nun question mark.
Oh my god, I love it. You want to hang out with us, of course, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can catch each and every episode live as we record it, just like Madeline is, Joshy is, Mike L is, Jake is. Are the fucking Hagler's not there? God damn. That'd be fucked up, you know what I mean? You heard of these Hagler people? You might think they're brother and sister. They're married, brother. Yeah, but they're not brother and sister married, right?
But they have the closeness of a brother and a sister.
But is that weird?
Guys! Now I wish I was at even more. He's just gone. It's just the voice.
I'm just saying, like, it's rare, everybody, you turn on the car and the radio starts playing the greatest song of a generation. Yeah. And that's what's happening. This is a podcast right here, all right?
It's very rare. It's very rare that I feel lost.
Yeah.
In any conversation.
It's not for me.
Let me bring you back to center. When this gets out into the world, Hank Green is going to make a TikTok about this podcast. That's the best podcast ever made. All right, everybody?
Yeah, you think that's the end goal?
This is a turning point for podcasts.
Yeah.
Stars
well, it's you know, a lot of people have talked into microphones, but they've never become one with the microphone. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, think of all the threads you have.
Yeah.
Andy's the nun. The Hacklers are missing. No one knows where they are.
Connected?
Possibly.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Never seen them in the same room together.
That's true.
What Calvin Press says, Nick chose chaos today. I don't think I was the one that chose that. I just enjoy it.
I agreed to do this 1 minute before it's going on.
Yeah, literally 1 minute before. I appreciate that about you.
What a choice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like it could ruin your entire career. And,
A couple days ago,
Patreon.com/kindoffunny, and you get it ad free, and you can do all that stuff, and you can watch live as we record it. And of course, you get all the other things, and you get bonus episodes. And remember, of course, Thursday, March 30th, I'm doing a 1 hour long Gregway live on Patreon exclusively, 1 p.m. Come hang out with me there, Pacific, of course. If you have no money to toss our way, no big deal. Of course, you can catch the Kind of Funny podcast with ads on youtube.com/kindoffunny, podcast services around the globe each and every week. Housekeeping for you, remember, John Wick is out.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu Reeves, back.
Thinking he's back.
Him and Brendan Fraser, they got careers again, all because of this one. Well, not Brendan Fraser wasn't in this movie.
Can you imagine, though? Brendan Fraser.
He's probably going to be in the next one.
I'm in.
What'd you say about Johnny Five?
John Wick 5.
John Wick 5.
Oh, man. What if John Wick had Johnny Five in it, though? You know what I mean?
Short circuit.
Short circuit?
Do I remember it? I mean,
Oscar!
It was out before I was born.
You remember this one?
Yeah.
One of those moments where I went back and watched Short Circuit maybe like 2 months ago, got 15 minutes into it. I was like, okay.
Nick, please. I almost don't want to ask this, but like, how?
I mean, these movies pop up on like Amazon Prime or I think Short Circuit was actually on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. I was like, oh, Short Circuit. I love this movie when I was a kid. Start watching, I'm like, oof, it is bad.
I don't want to hear that bad movie.
I don't remember it.
Short Circuit 2 was the one that was really good.
Short Circuit 2 was the one that go in the city.
Yeah.
Both have
not Steve Gutenberg.
No Gutenberg. They got rid of Gutenberg. They got rid of Ali Waters.
Yeah, he was too busy. Ali Sheenan. Gutenberg was too busy ripping through the Police Academy sequels at that point. He was like, I got the better franchise. And honestly, depending on how you look at it, he was right. He might
have
been right.
Have you gone and watched Police Academy recently? Does that hold up?
Too.
No, damn.
No, it's pretty bad.
Shit,
there, I mean, it's there's a certain fun and nostalgia to both movies, but Short Circuit is just like kind of not
both of them.
Short Circuit is less. It was less about that, less problematic, and more just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Isn't there a white guy who like does brown face?
That
the entire
sucks.
Thing.
Yeah, that part's not great.
I was like, I don't
in Short Circuit.
Oh yeah, so the guy that plays the
full, he's in both. Is he it? In the second one? He's like a
he's
main character. Yeah.
He is. Yeah, he is. Most notably in my brain, he plays the bad guy in the movie Hackers.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing him being like, that guy looks really familiar, and it took me about 20 years to realize he was sort of in brown face the entire Short Circuit 1 and 2. Not a good look.
No.
Not a great look for him. But I digress.
Sorry, back to housekeeping. Is there any brown face in John Wick 4?
No.
Okay.
No, good, I think we've thankfully, I think we've sussed that out and weeded that out from a lot of mainstream films that are being
made. I appreciate that. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Nathan Lamoth, Tripod Plus Plus.
Yeah, that's
Trent Barry. James Hastings, Casey Andrew. Today we're brought to you by Rocket Money and Shady Rays, but I'll tell you about that later. Ooh. For now, I cut you off, Tim. You were trying to get somewhere. You were going somewhere. I'm gonna see if we have the haggler.
Is it
phone
shapes
number.
Again? Was it?
There was a lot of things I was trying to get at some point that I none of them matter, but things I do want to tell you though.
Sure, let's go. Let's
one it. Of them is Simon Cardi was never on live content ever until he came here. Last week for Games Daily, and this is now IGN his fourth live thing he's done.
It's one of those things as usual.
Rough, huh?
IGN will take an MVP,
yeah,
put him in the icebox. Mm-hmm. They forget about it. You know what I mean? We're gonna redshirt you for 12 years. Like,
I mean,
not how redshirts
can you
work.
Blame them because the last time they put three people on camera, they ended up being the three of us. Awesome superstar.
That is the last time.
That's the last time I've had anyone on camera.
There's just so much about that to break down. But I just love that now you're just one of us. You're here. You're stuck with us. And we're having a great time overall.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you're predominantly then the written word?
I'm a producer and a writer. I started as a video editor,
okay,
producer. Now I do a lot more writing than anything probably. Okay. But I just kind of... Yeah, I do a bit of everything.
So you don't have
any
designs or desire to be on camera? And we're
I
just
do
sort
a bit
of,
of
making
stuff.
You live
it's all
nightmare?
Like pre-recorded. I'll do like interviews,
oh, the VOs for like
stuff
the,
and junket
yeah.
stuff. Like, but that's mainly for like film and TV stuff. But like,
okay.
Yeah, I don't mind being on camera. I just don't do live. Like if we're at E3 or Gamescom,
God, okay.
I don't really want to be
live
doing the live.
Yeah, it's the live.
Oh, no, you've got to get this somewhere.
You got it. You fucking have to.
Well, live is really fun because inevitably what you do is everything will go great for 2, 3, 4 podcasts, and then you'll say something just totally wrong or bad and
you can
just
never
get
take
roasted
it
for it. You can never take it back.
Yeah.
But that's how you
so that was our entire Games Daily last week. So he was live for the first time, and we made the most of it. We just... aired our grievances, let everything out there.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
But I wanted to introduce you to the triangles, Nick.
The triangles?
Yes. Have you heard about the triangles?
No, I have not. I've heard you guys talking about triangles.
Mm-hmm.
And in my brain, this is how stupid I am. I think you guys are talking about Triangle of Sadness, which is a movie I don't want to watch.
No.
So I have just...
I mean, it is the triangle of sadness.
Triangle, I just go, I don't want to watch that because I watched The Menu. It was better.
What's your favorite shape?
What's my favorite shape?
Yeah.
I got to go with circle.
I like round things, too.
Yeah, I just like circles. I think they're fun. They remind me of balls.
Yeah, that's one
like
of
a bouncy
them,
ball.
Yeah. Sure, sure, that ball. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Football, our footballs, not your football. Your footballs are weird.
Yeah, our footballs are weird.
Egg,
they got squished.
Egg shaped.
Egg ball.
I mean, the triangles are great too. Do people love triangles? That's this, don't they say the triangle is the strongest shape?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that a circle coming?
Do they say the triangle's the strongest?
It's got a strong shape.
Who are they? In nature.
Yeah. Who are they?
Okay, I'll tell you who they are.
Hmm.
I forget what specific program I was watching. They were talking about earthquakes, and when they see buildings collapse, they see people saved in pockets of triangles because the triangles collapse and they're very, very strong and they always find people in the middle. So they say when there's an earthquake, get next to your bed or something that's going to catch something and create a triangle so you can exist in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that make 90 sense?
90-degree angle.
Makes sense to me.
But at 90 degrees, but like at the rotation you want it.
Exactly.
Protect you.
Exactly that. Yeah. So what is there a proper, is there a correct shape that is the one everyone cares about?
No, I was flitting between circle and triangle, really. I think you decided triangles, didn't you, for a very specific reason.
Yeah, a reason that I wanted to tell you, because I'm not sure if I've told you the story before.
Sure.
I must have, and I must have said it on this show, some variation of this show at some point. But the reason triangles are my favorite shape, there's the Triforce, right? There's like a lot of triangles
Dairy
in my
cheese
childhood.
Triangles is what I...
Yeah, he loves the cheese triangles. So it's like he just, it makes him happy.
The
cheese the Toblerones, right?
Toblerones. Yeah.
Toblerones.
Yeah. Toblerones
like, the lot of
weird that people
triangle
make more
shaped
triangle-shaped chocolates.
Yeah, what's up with that? Do you know that? Have you heard of Quality Street? That's a chocolate we have. It's like you have them at Christmas a lot.
You guys have, can I say, and I know you've heard this before.
Yeah.
Just the weirdest fucking names for your snack trip. Digestives.
Quality. Do you want to take a trip down Quality Street?
No, nobody wants to take down a trip. That sounds so
like
fucking generic, and it sounds like health food. Yeah.
It's just chocolates, but one of those is the green triangle, which is really it's the best one. It's kind of chocolate with like almost like softer truffle chocolate inside.
Huh.
That's another good triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many good tracks.
Okay.
This is great, isn't it?
This is what people want, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The UK audience, the London audience, you know what I mean? They feel drastically underrepresented here. They're always happy when Gary shows up with some weird spotted dick or something for us to eat. You know what I mean?
So everybody had that chip that was like, you put on toast and you're like, what the
fuck? Not Marmite. Marmite. Yeah, that was good.
It was something. I mean, I like it, but that says something.
Well, the whole deal, their whole advert campaign was always like, you either love it or you hate it. And I think it's fine. So. Maybe
you should get your money back. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Wait, was that really their marketing campaign?
Yeah, it's like, you either love it. Like, people say, like, what's your Marmite food? They mean, like, something you, like, you know, people love or hate. Like, I don't know, coriander. People love or hate it, don't they?
Coriander, yeah.
Yeah.
What is coriander?
Cilantro.
It's a spice.
Cilantro. I picked the one thing that needs
I'm thinking saffron, sorry. No, coriander. Yeah.
That's what coriander is? Fuck.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
The things you learn.
Yeah. Lexi G nails it and says, lol, why? Why? Why do we waste time on this, Andy? You could have been dressed as a nun, but you're peeking out from behind the fireplace?
Oh, my God.
Like, what? I mean, like,
he looks like a little elf back
there. It's a serious fucking podcast, and I got Andy over here not doing the nun, doing this instead.
My favorite thing is, for a second, I didn't realize he was live. I thought it was like a GIF that him and Kevin had made that just pops out.
Great job, Andy. Now, Simon.
Yeah.
This has been covered a little bit this week, but, you know, there's a new audience for every show.
Mm.
You used to be just like the Trogs, a kind of funny best friend.
Yeah.
A nobody in the industry. Nothing's ever going to happen for you. You came to Kind of Funny Live, though. We changed your life. Isn't that right? We set you on the path.
Oh, yeah. You set me on the path. I'm trying to think. When was that?
It was number one.
Two.
Okay.
I brought my dollar in that I caught from the crowd, gave it to Tim.
You see this right, Nick?
The Kind of Funny dollars.
Oh,
I have one in my wallet. Awesome.
Tim dollars.
When was that? Was that 2016?
16, yeah.
So what, I started IGN August 2017. So it was, like a year later.
You got the kiss from us, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that must have been what it was.
Yeah.
I think I'd already applied once before then, didn't get it. But then I saw sense.
Now it's basically like a reference when you're like, oh, and I've been to Kind of Funny Life too.
Yeah, so what do you want to say? You saved my life.
I want to know more. How did you find us? How did you find Kind of?
I always used to listen to IGN, so I listened to Beyond GameScoop. So
sure.
I've been listening to you too long.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
far too long.
Yeah.
And when you moved out, I also moved.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, listened to Kind of Funny. I was into all of it, and I thought, do you know what? The first time I ever went to San Francisco, I was like, I'm just gonna head out. I'm just gonna go.
How old were you?
When was that?
2016.
I would have been 24.
Okay.
No, I'm here.
It's a big trip. Did you know anybody?
No. I met up with a few guys I met online for Kind of Funny, and we shared an Airbnb. It's a risk. They could have killed me.
Yeah, it's always a risk at a Kind of Funny event.
Yeah, and then I came along, and
That's awesome.
Do you know what's funny?
What's that?
At that live event, you also did, it's like the first time, Overwatch was playable or something.
Yeah.
You had, Overwatch. And I watched that game before.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had, Overwatch.
It wasn't the first time it was playable, but it was...
You had, a...
We had early access.
We did an access event. Yeah, okay,
yeah. It was.
I just love the idea that Overwatch, whatever, bring whatever shit game you want, and it becomes Overwatch.
Well, yeah, Kind of Funny Life 2 was sponsored by Overwatch. How fucking weird.
And
is
I remember
that?
Watching that going, this game looks not for me.
Not a chance. This will take off. Yeah.
And then I don't know, 3,000 hours later, I was made my favorite game ever. But it was a fun weekend. Yeah, I had a good time. Well, week. Yeah. And
what a time.
Now you made it. You made it. You know what I mean?
Woo.
The hagglers can't say that.
Exactly.
They didn't make. Oh, yeah. Cody's there.
Yeah, Cody popped up. Nobody understands exactly what happened. Cody, I'll tell you right now, it's a huge mistake not to have your phone number on your Patreon profile. And I don't know if that's something you can put, but you should have, because I tried to call you, but I couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little surreal to be here, but I'm kind of over it now.
Because this is what pissed me off.
Simon Cardi actually here.
Please shut up.
Okay, fuck you.
Simon Cardi, of course, right?
Give it back.
Tough.
Like another one of these fucking UKers with the chocolate and all this jazz, right? The thing he did that pissed me
When's
off the
it become
most.
Become racist?
What is it? Oh, I got it.
Long ago.
The thing that pissed me off the most
right there.
Was that Lucy James brought him out here. He slept on my couch for an entire week.
A night.
Entire week. Ate all my food, talked
all
to me.
All of the food.
You know, he tried to walk Portillo at one point, all this different stuff. And then it wasn't until he was gone that Lucy's like, yeah, he's a big funny. He was a big Kind of Funny fan. He knew. And I was like, what? He never told me ahead of time. We could have had conversations there.
You gotta be cool.
Nah. When have we ever been cool? It's time for, but now we know. And look at him here. He's on the show.
I don't make a big deal. I don't make a big deal out of things. I'm relaxed.
Most relaxed guy I've ever met.
That's not really. You haven't seen me nervous. I've been nervous.
Now, here's a conversation I think you'll be well versed in with me. All right.
Give it to me.
I was talking to Mr. Carter the other day. He brought up the fact that, you know what? I look a lot like young John Candy. And he showed this
Have
thing.
Have you seen a picture of young John Candy?
Yes. And he's in stripes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he was, and I was like, you should cosplay as John Candy from a movie. And it, we started going down the list of what it should be. Yeah. And of course, Uncle Buck came up
Uncle
right
Buck
away.
Huge.
Absolutely.
Buck,
but here classic. I went with, why not do Home Alone when he pops up as one of the Polka Band members? You know what I mean? That really bright yellow coat.
Vuji Polka. Polka.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Planes, Trains is my favorite John Candy film. But
that's very Uncle Buck, though.
If can you grow the mustache?
You're going to see Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you should be,
anything here.
When he did sort of, oh, I mean, to bring it back full circle, do you remember Who's Harry Crumb when he dresses up as a really, really tan, potentially Middle Eastern man? It kind of gets racist.
We get into short circuits.
I would never when he has the mutton chops with they come off
I
onto
might
his chest.
Not do that one.
The mud.
Yeah.
Okay, you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love John Candy. Think
everyone loves John Candy. Take him before his time.
Yeah.
One of the comedic greats.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
any generation.
Very, yeah. Very I kind of. Well, our surnames are quite. I occasionally get a mail that says Simon Candy, so it's like, you know.
Have you thought related. About changing your last name to Candy?
The Candy Man. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should.
That's actually good. Simon
Candy.
Carty, the Candy Man.
Simon Cardi is a great last name.
Simon.
And I want to ask
the Candyman, Cardi.
What do you get a nickname from Cardi?
It's just Cardi. Most people call me Cardi.
How'd you feel when Cardi B showed up?
Yeah.
Ruined
that's
everything.
My question.
She spells with an I. Mine's spelled with a Y.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever
yeah.
people don't know me now, they know. There's probably someone in this chat. I'm not blaming
I would have assumed it was C A R D I.
No, mine's Y. Yeah.
So that's why you get Candy.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. It's all coming together
I've
now.
Seen this.
Darth Doobie in the chat.
I was around before her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, it's the whole, you know, Lucy lapping you by 70,000 people.
I'm not
like,
as famous as Cardi B, am I? Yeah. Not yet.
Not yet. You got to start really letting it go. Like,
start
the flow, your flow. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Darth Doobie says, do the cosplay from The Great Outdoors. Just dress up as a fisherman or when he had the glasses and shot the bear.
That's
Darth, I love you. That is such a deep cut, though.
No,
I hate.
I got it.
Okay.
Mog.
Mog?
I'm a half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
I don't know. What
that is good.
What the fuck?
Spaceballs. He's talking Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Barf, I believe.
Barf.
Yeah.
He's
but he was a Mog.
Barf. That's,
that's a good one. You ever think of that?
I didn't rewatch Spaceballs. It's been
it's been a long
decades
time for me.
Too long.
Yeah.
I watched it maybe a year ago. I honestly, and it was, I'm sad to say, it wasn't as entertaining as I had wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Because growing up, when you watched Spaceballs as a kid, you were like, well, we don't have any more Star Wars, so this
will do. Yeah, this is close.
This is close as close as we can get. And of course, Rick Moran is incredible in that film. But yeah, I watched
you
it recently.
You fell for it, man. The oldest trick in the book, man.
It's like watching a scary movie where it's like, God, man, it's so good. It was so good, but it's just Scream. Like,
That's like, what made it good.
But it's also like, exactly, but it's barely a parody. And it's like the things that are parody, it's like, okay, that's clearly... Just like, what's the easiest joke we can
make?
I'm
sure in our many years of podcasting, I've talked about it before, but it is worth every time bringing out that before we ever got to Endgame or anything like that, the Scary Movie trailer was the loudest theater reaction I've ever been a part of. Where that was when we were going to the movies. I'm in high school. We were going to see American Pie. We're doing all stuff. Obviously, going to see Screams and all the different Screams. And when we went there, you know, they weren't on the internet yet, or if they were, nobody was watching them yet. And so we were in there in a packed house for whatever fucking movie we were going to see that night as teenagers. And when that one came on, we fucking and I don't mean we. I mean the entire theater lost their fucking minds because everyone knew Scream so well. So for that to happen and the trailer was so pitch perfect, it was fantastic.
I can't even imagine, man.
Those movies are so the comedy in those movies is so base.
Oh, it's, like, so, it's so surface level. Here
surface
it is.
Surface level. It's almost insulting to me, and I am the most base surface level comedy guy that I know of.
It's insulting because of how hard you laugh at it.
It's insulting because it's just like it's so fucking like lowest hanging fruit possible.
Yeah.
And I just cannot believe how many of those movies they made. I also love that Mike tried to walk in, locked eyes with me. He tried to put a box in the storage area, locked eyes with me, and I just shook my fucking head. I'm like, don't you put that shit there. It's going to stay there forever. And those stupid wheels that he's got that the kids spent 45 minutes today trying to calibrate, and they're never going to play with again.
Can you bring on Mike to talk about how he met Phil Spencer? This is the coolest thing ever. This is so cool.
Mike!
Mike, come on stage, man.
Did he tell you that he saw Jeff Keighley?
No.
And He saw Jeff Keighley. They were at a party with Andy, and he was like, he pulled the mic. He was like, I'm going to go. Hey, what's up? You know, to the boss.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go talk to the big dog.
And Andy tells me, Andy, you wanna tell the story?
Yeah, Mike was like, he was prepared, and he was like, I'm going to go talk to the big dog. See you later, bro. And I was like, all right, sounds good, man. And he walks away for about 10 seconds, and then inevitably just kind of turns back around and starts walking back up to us. And he's like, couldn't do it. Too scared. Too scared. Too nervous. Well, also, Keely was still in, like, the I just entered, I'm still near the doorway mode. Mm-hmm. You don't want to impose in that moment, you know. But Mike, man, he was like big dog with Phil Spencer. It was so cool to see. It was two industry legends talking to each other.
Oh, my God. Two industry legends.
Right now, you're the best, Andy.
So you met Phil Spencer?
Met Papa Phil for the first time. It was awesome.
Papa? Did you call him Papa?
No.
Papa?
I called him Shred Lord Phil. We just talked about shredding the whole time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, try to connect and just keep it simple, you know what I mean? Industry icon. Vet in the game.
Now, why are you too scared to talk to Phil Jeff Spencer? Keely? You talk to Phil Spencer. You can't talk to Jeff Keely.
I need Landy's support on that one. You know what I mean? He walked in, and it was like the whole room paused. It was like, oh, snap. Mm-hmm. Jeff Keely's here.
It's huge.
You heard the murmurs all around. And I looked at it. I looked at Andy, and I was like, we got to go up there. Big dog him and talk to him, right? And he's like, I don't know, Mike. And I said, I'm going to go do it. I walked over there. He had everybody and their mother trying to shake hands with him. And I was like, not the time. He was also in the entrance cone.
Yeah.
Did Andy tell you about the entrance cone?
He said he was at the entrance, yeah.
Yeah, so here's the conical issue, right? Cone. It's a bottleneck. There's a door. It's rainy. It's a San Francisco night. Right?
So rainy.
Is this the Xbox lounge?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know the cone. Yeah, yeah. I know
this
the cone.
And this was three-bun night.
Yeah, three-bun night. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's,
right.
Wait, what is three-bun night?
We'll get to that later.
I'm a three-bun man.
Uh-huh, three-bun man. That's when I had an egg that looked kind of brown and weird, but I had it.
We went to Ipadu for Ramadan, and I got a... Three buns.
Oh, you had a
three
brown
yeah,
man.
Because
it was just brown.
Yeah,
Nick. It was bad, Nick.
It was fine. It was probably fine. You just didn't like it because it was brown instead of white.
I almost threw it up, but Lucy James locked eyes with me, and I was like, you got to put this down, Mike. Don't vomit in front of Lucy.
Yeah, she has 70,000 followers.
Mike said that I was in the tree of trust, and he was like, Andy, like, you know, I'm going to be very honest with all y'all right now. I've only ever had ramen out of the package, like the crunchy. I've never actually had, like, cooked ramen.
Yeah.
So I tweeted that out, and then Tam said, after this, because there was like a crazy accident on the bridge to Oakland, so traffic was crazy. Me and Mike felt like maybe we're just going to stay in the streets overnight here. We don't know how to get back home. And Lucy and Tam were like, let's go get some ramen. We'll take you to Ipudo. And then over there, traffic should be more chill. We can get an Uber. We can finally go home. And so me, Mike, Tam, and Lucy walked in 45 degree rain for about 20 minutes, Mike. It was a fucking nightmare.
Rain
I don't know
sideways,
why we did it.
Tim.
Mm-hmm. It was a bad
earth,
night.
It was sideways. Yeah. Yep. Coming at you sideways type stuff.
That was like, what was that, like Tuesday night?
That was Tuesday night. Yeah. That's when we shared a hibiscus
together.
That was
when I was down.
We had hibiscus and ginger, which never again wasn't that good.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't very nice. We only got it because this guy here pointed at someone else's drink and asked him what it was. So we got three of them.
Yeah, Simon was like, Simon was like, I'm going to get a beer. It's the best beer you can get, Mike. And I said, oh, that's so awesome. He said, let me get you something. It's my treat. And I said, I don't drink beer, but I'll have that fruity drink over there. And unfortunately, it was not fruity.
It was a flower.
Yeah, it was hibiscus. Yeah.
That'll get you. That'll get you.
Herbaceous.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I spoke to Jeff Keighley for the first time this week. He misheard me and thought I was the GM of IGN.
You should have rolled with
awesome.
It.
Amazing.
I should have rolled with it, but I couldn't pretend that. That was too much.
What was his reaction, though?
Oh, he started asking me, do I know what IE3 plans are? And I'm like, no. It must have been funny, because he thought I was the GM. I was just like,
I'm sorry,
I have no
you're
idea.
The GM, you don't know shit.
I love that.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, if someone asked me, hey, what's kind of funny's plans for E3, I'd be like,
no one
I don't know what are E3's plans
E3
for
E3. Doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
It does seem like,
it
and
keeps changing.
I'm always scared to ask, because I don't really, like, care. But what is the status of E3 right now?
I'm happy you asked, Nick.
It's got a date. And no
because yeah, because
be
everyone's like the Ubisoft's not going to be there. Sony's pulling out. Sony might. I don't know. They're doing the thing. There's a whole thing going on. It seems there. Like this is one of those moments where your friend's like, "Dude, we're going to the concert," and you're like, "Did we get tickets? Like, is do we know any of the information that we need relevant to actually make it to the concert to watch the concert?"
Absolutely not.
It's like going to a music festival and not knowing anyone on the bill. You're just like, well, "I guess we'll have a drink." Like,
it's got a good name. It's got the cachet. It's got to be a part of it. We'll see if it actually turns
out.
I'm
scared for you guys. I don't want you guys going to LA.
We're not doing anything yet.
That's fair. I was looking forward to an E3 this year, though. I was looking forward to actually like Well, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the one GDC party that I went to that nobody recognized me at until I was trying to leave. And then three.
You went to a GDC party?
I didn't tell you this.
No, what the fuck party did you go to? I didn't go to.
This was at Elmo's Club. We're going to hear all about Nick's GDC story. But first, I want to tell you about patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, of course, you can watch this show as we record it live, like the Hagglers are, or at least Cody is. I don't know where Melissa is, so I don't want to try to. I'm not going to be an alibi if the police are watching this, all right? I haven't seen her in the live chat yet. I'm just saying what I know. Okay?
Yeah. So you think he killed her? Is that what you're saying?
Listen, I would never say something like that on the record, Nick, but I'm just saying I've only seen Cody in the chat.
Simon, people pay to watch us live, which I know is terrifying.
Send me
to
rate them.
What changed?
And then,
you're going to tell me you got a thin skin like Burt Meg? You won't come back?
People watch live that are a happy married couple, and our first instinct is to imply that they're siblings, and then our second is to imply that they might have killed each other.
No, that's third. Okay. Second was the siblings are banging each other.
Yeah.
Well, siblings banging each other, and then the one might have killed the other person. Yes. Like a Dear John sort of way, where it was like a whole
thing. Taylor Swift song?
No, like the Tim Daly, Connie Brighton. Dear John? Wasn't that what it's called?
I'm not.
It was a podcast series that they made into like a mini
series. Johansson?
You're right. You're right. I do remember this.
Dear John is right.
Dear John is right. You're right. Yeah.
No nuts.
You ever killed anyone?
Andy, I'm in the middle of a transition. Do you mind?
Yeah. I'm messing this one up.
Get out of here. Go back to the behind the fireplace. Go back to terrorizing the Salesforce Tower. No one has time for you right now. Of course, though, if you want the show ad-free, you have to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, and you're not there. So here's a word from our sponsors.
Shout out to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode. Try it free for 30 days is enough time to try and completely forget about a subscription or service. Before you know it, you're paying for a subscription that you don't use every single month. With Rocket Money, you can change that with a few quick taps. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills. Rocket Money makes canceling subscriptions as easy as a click of a button. Rocket Money helped me realize I had a few subscriptions that I just completely don't even need anymore. And now I'm saving that cash money, baby. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/kindafunny. That's rocketmoney.com/kindafunny. One more time, rocketmoney.com/kindafunny. Shout out to Shady Rays for sponsoring this episode. Do you want to look as cool as I look? Yes, you do. And you can. You can take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an unbeatable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair that I've ever worn in my life. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. You can wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. Exclusively for you listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. You can go to shadyrays.com and use the code KINDOFFUNNY. You can get 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. You can try for yourself the shades that are rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Promo code KINDOFFUNNY at shadyrays.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to you, Nick.
It is Dirty John.
Dirty John.
Thank you. Dirty John.
Dear John.
That one was so, like, I was watching, and I was like, you know what? This is, I'm so uncomfortable because I love Connie Britton from Nashville. I can't watch the rest of this.
I mean, that's another one of those shows, like Succession, that I walked in, watched like 30 seconds of, and I'm like, this is intense, and I don't need to be a part of this. I think my wife watched the entire thing, though. She was obsessed with it for a hot second. Can I tell you, before I get to my GDC party, I went to a birthday party over the weekend where they did the video message thing. And so
I don't like when you do things that I don't know about.
Yeah,
it stresses me out.
Okay,
well, whose birthday was it?
Brennan's wife's
okay,
birthday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, she was turning 40, and so they did a thing, and I went to it, and he did a whole video message thing for people that couldn't be there, and of course, I think had some real fun on Cameo. We'll just say that. Vanderpump, Lisa Vanderpump, was there. Another housewife that I don't know, but I recognized.
She was getting the housewives. What the fuck?
He got all the housewives, and then I forget the lady's name, and then he got Brian Cox from Succession.
No,
yeah, who did apparently there's some sort of signature phrase, which is like stuff it up your fucking ass or something
fuck
like that.
Off.
Yeah, that's what it was. So he's like, happy birthday, have a great day, I love you. And then fuck off.
Why
or something, whatever it was
that?
Like that.
Why does he need
money?
I don't know, but I assume that
money?
He's cashing in.
Why
on
not?
That.
A Lecter.
Well, here's the thing, though. A lot of the Cameo people, they do it for charity. Like Lisa Vanderpump, it goes straight to charity for dogs.
Brian Cox costs.
And you believe it, don't you, Tim?
No, dude. It goes to Vanderpump Dogs, okay?
And Vanderpump Dogs
one of her businesses.
Is a nonprofit charity that goes to pay for Lisa Vanderpump's hair.
And her dogs.
And her dogs.
She has a lot of dogs.
It's true.
She has a dog named Pikachu and a dog named Pink Dog. The Pink Dog is named Pikachu. The other dog's named Pink Dog.
And Jiggy passed away, right?
Like a decade ago, yes.
Okay, sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
R.I.P. Jiggy.
R.I.P. Jiggy. So that was fun. That was interesting to see Cameo. And then so backing up there, I did go to a GC party. I hung out with my friend who's making a game. He works for a developer called Fun Dogs. They invited me to go to the CAA party because they're wrapped by CAA Games.
Sick.
And I went, and it was super fun. It was at Flytrap. I go there. It's very packed. I'm having a great time. It's nice to meet the team. I saw the game, and went out for a cocktail.
Jesus.
And I'm doing the thing where I'm like, I'm gonna. Oh, what's the charging?
$700.
That's it.
Oh yeah. Fuck off!
For $700. For $700, I think we should get him to do one a week and then have a whole podcast. So just write lines for him.
Sure.
Say every week until after 2 hours, it's a whole podcast with us.
You can get
just hire me to do the whole success.
Danielle Panabaker from The Flash.
Love
for going away. Oh, she's currently unavailable, but the main screen shorter for $74.99.
$74?
Yeah.
That can't. I mean, that's
the way you said that.
Well, I would assume that if you're a person who was on a CW show, you'd probably be charging in the hundreds.
I mean, I forget how.
I guess you do 10, you make a grand, right? Roughly, or 12, 13, you make a grand.
How much would you charge
in a day?
It's a great question, Tim. How much would I charge?
I'd have to think long and hard about it because I want to make sure that it's a good value.
Oscar from The Office is on here for $350.
What?
I charge like
can you look up Lisa Vanderpump?
Yeah, see how much the pump is.
Lisa.
Thanks for that, Nick.
You're welcome. Isn't that what they call her? The pump?
I mean, I call her that.
She is currently unavailable, so I can't see her prices.
That's a bummer.
You have to get her in a certain window, I guess.
Yeah, well, she probably is like, I mean, the second she turns that on, she's probably got like 2,000 people wanting her to do that. That's
how
the
much
life,
do you think
right?
D Rock from the Ying Yang Twins runs in? Damn it, he's a follow too. What the fuck? Tell me who's available.
Is there a filter you can put on that says people that are
probably?
Right,
I don't know. I'm caught in the browse section right now. New and noteworthy. You want that?
Yeah, let's do new noteworthy.
Okay, hold on.
Brian Cox, $750. That actually now that seems like a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
20.
Now you're doing that thing where it's like you're asking how much I could charge for this. Like now I'm in that range of people where I'm like I don't know who the fuck you are. Scroll.
See if like Tom Wellington's on there or
Cole Barnett from Netflix's Love Is Blind.
Okay.
How much do you think he is?
$260.
He got the guy with the rose that you like, the bachelor guy, I think.
Guy with the rose that I like, the bachelorette guy. Fuck.
He got that guy. No?
I mean,
host? Isn't there a host of The Bachelor?
Oh, Chris Harrison, the canceled host?
No, maybe not that guy then.
I mean, he might be.
Maybe it was the Survivor guy.
Now we're just in WWE, all right?
Okay.
That seems like, because I can.
Well, that money doesn't go to them. That straight up has to
that
go.
That goes straight to Vince McMahon's pocket.
Well, now it's not straight anymore. It's to the WWE thing that gets this to that, but then he still owns the majority share and he's trying to sell it or whatever. Jason Ayers, referee, how much do you think he's charging?
The blonde guy?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Not Robinson, the younger blonde guy.
Got it. Oh, I don't know then. $75.
$55.
Okay.
These don't seem like they're. I guess if you did like 20 in a day.
They're just messages.
Well, it's like the thing. Like Kevin from The Office like is a gajillionaire off of it. What's his name? Andy, what's Kevin's name from The Office?
Kevin Malone.
Brian Bumgarner.
I appreciate Kevin just being like, he's $200. Kevin from The Office is $200.
Yeah, he made over $1 million.
I'm not getting out of bed for anything less.
Tim, I'm thinking we should all sign up right now. What are we doing? Why are we wasting our time here?
It's just a lot. It's just a lot to figure out.
Yeah, we don't need to add more work.
Well, first off, a million times.
Here's why, really. Because Greg and Tim, you guys will get a lot, and you'll have to add that to your already busy schedule. And then I'll get none. And it'll make me feel real bad about myself.
So funny. Yeah. I think I've flipped. I'm in. We should do it.
I love
like
I love
Kevin will get one more than me per week, and I will be like, I need to quit this career.
I'll get a lot more.
Kevin, I would get way more cameos.
I love the idea of like, can we offer Nick for like 50% less?
Here's where we're gonna pivot from what we're talking about to something more important. All right.
Uh oh.
Christina Brown is on here. She's of course one of the sister wives.
What
you know the Sister
mean?
Wives?
No. These are TLC. These words
she,
mean
is that more? Is she Mormon?
Yeah. Okay. They were all. There's been a lot of drama with Sister Wives that I haven't kept up with, but I know that there's drama. She's $55 and her says, we need all the support and love. Like, what is going on with the Sister Wife?
Well,
someone tell me. I'm looking over here. Madeline Stanley, what is going on with the Sister Wives?
Holy
that is your new job. Get it for me. Let me know.
Brand Drescher is $750. She's more than Brian Cox. That's
I mean,
wild.
Yeah.
She's fucking
the Dresh,
the
dude.
The Dresh. Get Dreshed, everybody.
Wake up in the morning, get Dresh.
They have samples in here. Let's see what the sample is from Fran.
Hi, it's me, Fran Drescher, the founder of the Cancer Schmanza movement.
Thanks for sending me that cameo, Fran. That's how easy it is. You know what I mean? That's how you can rip her off. Now, I don't know why people aren't doing this. You know what I mean? I can rip
Ripping
people
Fran
off
Drescher
cameo.
Off?
Like faking cameos?
Right
like,
there. Fran didn't say, hey, Tim, hey, Nick. She just went into her whole soliloquy,
yeah.
And now you can just take it away. That you soliloquy, right?
She didn't even do it in the nanny voice.
I'm sure. Oh, let's go back. She will eventually, I'm sure.
In the nanny voice.
You know what's funny is...
Drescher, the founder of the Cancer Schmanza movement. You may know me as the nanny, but we're trying to raise money for my nonprofit. And what we do is start revolutionizing the way we think about our health.
Did you notice? Fran sounded like she was making it up. We're raising money for my nonprofit.
I always get her confused with Janice.
I'm going to skip to the end and see if she does.
You don't watch Friends? You never watched Friends.
I mean,
oh, man. One day you're going to go.
Too much cross-talking here.
Well, Greg's still listening to this 90-minute.
I was hoping she was going to at the end do whatever the catchphrase from the nanny is. I don't fucking know. I'll get your kids.
What's the daddy? Simon, what's the nanny's catchphrase?
Hello, I'm the nanny. I don't know.
What's the nanny? Let's start there.
The nanny. I think we had a British version. Is it just like this? Is it like a reality show? Where...
No.
Okay.
But
well,
that show you are talking about is excellent.
My thing
and
is
that's the same
nanny?
British lady, I believe. That's the one who would be. It would be like a bar rescue, but for like
bad
houses
food.
That are totally fucked
I think
up.
Was,
and a nanny
was it called
would
like Super
over.
Nanny?
Yeah,
oh yeah, nanny. Yeah. I remember that. I remember that.
That's what I was thinking of. I don't know what this is. I was just sitting here thinking
there
no one even. There we go.
She had a voice.
That's not who I was thinking of.
It was a whole thing.
The complete series. Where is this available on? I would watch it.
This looks like a.
Oh
a DVD
no way.
Cover.
Clear comes. Madeline Stanley says, okay, here's the Sister Wives update. He's only still married to one of them and the one named Robin.
He's still only married to one.
What a funny way to say that. He is still only married to one of them, period. The one named Robin. He's only married to Robin. Also would have combined the two sentences into one.
That's fair. That's fair.
Now, here's where it gets interesting.
Hey, thank you.
Madeline,
thank you, Madeline. Madeline, I'm going to read your question that you sent in here. And we will read that question.
Here's where it gets interesting.
You sat through the rest of the boring, all right? There's a section in here called $50 or less.
I do. I just want someone to call me.
On here, there's just a kid named Brick.
Do it.
He describes himself.
Fucking do it.
Brick describes himself as a TikTok star, is his profession. Yeah. And then his description is, I make TikToks, lol.
Greg,
here's what I
need.
Get it right now. Get it? Fucking get it, and like I want you to just ask him to be
ask
like
him what his favorite
hey,
shape is
like yeah like, what's your favorite shape, Brick?
Also, put another one in for $3 and say, Brick, who are you? Describe to us who you
Hold
are.
Yeah. Before we commit to Brick, let me look through who else is on this.
Who's going
to
be better than Brick? Than Brick? Who do you think is going to be better than Brick?
They got that guy who does the Peter Griffin impressions at the thing. Yeah, exactly. Well, he looks like Peter Griffin, too. He's like, all right, IRL Peter Griffin. Tayson Day's on here for $35.
I think I have Tayson Day's phone number.
Chocolate Rain. All right, we won't do that then.
What?
It's cool.
This is good. Everybody stick with me for a second. Chance the Rapper is on here.
Okay.
For $4.99.
No.
But it's Chance WRAPPER87. He's just some white kid.
Oh, I mean, that's the original Chance the Rapper.
That it probably is. That's why he put all that on there.
That's why he's trying to get his namesake back.
I'm looking through here. Who else we
got? We can play Spets. What do we think Brick's favorite shape is?
No, it's probably Brick. You're right. Brick's
probably
Brick.
His name's Brick.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Like, will he go with that?
John Roberts is on here.
I hope he says long cube.
Long cube. Oh,
John Roberts is on here.
Quite square.
He's only $2 and just says, I'll literally say anything.
Wow.
That's
for $2?
Wow. Yeah, for $2. He'll say anything.
Didn't PewDiePie get in trouble for that one time?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. Scrolling. I'm seeing if there's anybody else in here that's even living up to Brick's. No. Brick's got it.
Will he reply within half an hour, though? Will we get it?
That's a great question. All right, hold on. So I've never booked a cameo before, all right? So it's for me. Okay. Well, introduce yourself.
Is Chris Hansen on there? Is that the Catch a Predator guy?
Yeah.
Chris Hansen? That'd be a fun one.
Which
I got him for Nick's birthday.
Yeah. We did that.
Oh, that's right. Wait, when was that this year?
No, that was 2019, I think.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Or 2020, right before your birthday, or like right before pandemic hit, 2020.
Oh,
I got Joey Fatone as well for you, and I had him say that, like, hey, Nick, why have you been saying that I was 30 years old when I first joined NSYNC?
that's so great.
I'm getting old to the point that I forget things that have happened.
Yeah.
Like, welcome 10 years ago, like, we'll be, like, I know we talk a lot on the shows and stuff, and it's like, okay, cool, like, I forgot that we told the story or whatever, but, like, that cameo thing, like, that happened. Mm-hmm. I should have remembered without
not a
prompting
chance.
That Chris Hansen and freaking Joey Maloney were...
Joey Fatone.
Same thing. Maloney, Joey Fatone, same thing.
We're on this.
Hold on, real quick. I'm sorry to stop you. We want to try to get him to respond before we go off the air.
Yes.
So I need to send this in. You have to send like an emoji thing of like what it means. And I said, the excitement is real. I don't know why it makes me do that. And then I said, I'm going to ask a question. My pronouns are he, him. And then you can add notes. We need to know what your favorite shape is for the Kind of Funny podcast. Do we all agree?
Yeah.
All right. And then I can attach a 20-second video. So I'm going to make that real quick.
Matthew Hidalgo in the chat says, ha ha, leave it to Nick to forget all that. A couple things happened in between those, Matt. Just a couple things.
Brick, it's me, Greg Miller. We're live on the Kind of Funny podcast, youtube.com/kindoffunny. We were looking through Cameo to figure it all out, and we saw you, and so we need to know what your favorite shape is. I don't think I can tip you, but if I can and you can respond in the next 10 minutes with what your favorite shape is, and then also say, hey, my name's Brick, the TikTok superstar, and you're listening to the Kind of Funny cut off.
Hey, Brick.
Good enough. We're sending it. Brick will get it.
Oh, we didn't specify 2D geometric.
Yeah, we fucking have.
Yeah, but I think people...
If he comes back with sphere, that's his problem.
I don't think that people... Yeah. I mean, that's a circle.
Oh, right. Here's where they get you. Standard is $3, 2 to 7 days. 24 hours or less, $4.99. I'll give him the $4.99.
Give him $10.
What about 1 hour?
What else is Brick doing right now?
I mean, Brick looks like he's in school. Brick is a child, so that's what Brick's probably doing.
Man, you got to be a Lego influencer if that's your name.
Oh, damn, that's smart.
That is good.
I don't know what I expected from this, but this wasn't it.
Nobody expected.
You know, the thing is,
yeah,
like I didn't expect this either, but also I should have.
I was worried you'd ask tell the story. I'm not a good storyteller. I don't have stories.
Team up, Nick.
No, don't.
Tell me your worst Lucy James story.
I don't think I want to do that to.
Damn,
dude! Remember, she got 70,000 followers plus. I mean, you have the seven. You have the seven.
Simon, tell everyone the funniest time you made someone cry.
But time I made someone cry. In my old job, I used to work in sports, like YouTube production, like working with like the England cricket team, the Olympics, things like that.
Got
we
it.
Did like some of their YouTube content. I used the word content. I hate that. But there we go.
It's a great word. It's the only word you can use to describe what we do.
One time it was interviewing Stephen Fry because he loves cricket.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who Stephen Fry is, right? Yeah. I don't have to explain. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, he loves cricket. Like, loves it. To a point where we were showing him a clip of a cricket match, which is like a big moment, like an emotional moment.
He knew what it was.
Yeah, he was watching it back and he was actively bawling his eyes out at it. That video is online. It's a great video. It's touching. But yeah, I would say, I made Stephen Fry cry. That was like my best work story until I joined IGN. That was a good one.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's a good one.
And since IGN, you've had a lot of really, really cool things happen. I want to ask you, I want to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
It's going to be an easy tee up because Nick is not too familiar with your work. Okay. But I feel like you've done something.
IGN.com reviews movies and video games and stuff.
But you make him very proud, some of the things you've done. What are some of the cooler things you've done at IGN that would make Nick
there's go? There's only one place to start, isn't there?
Yeah.
I auditioned to be James Bond.
Nice.
I don't know if you've seen this video.
Yes, yeah. I did not. That's
I travel, incredible. So it's just for No Time to Die. It's when they're announcing the cast. Mm-hmm. They were like, do you want to go to Jamaica for a day interview the cast?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll do that, yeah. So I had all these questions lined up. I didn't even know who the cast was at that point. They hadn't revealed Ana de Armas. I wasn't going to know. I was going to meet her in, like, I don't know, 95 degree heat, sweating completely on a Jamaican beach.
Yeah.
And then I had all these questions to ask about No Time to Die, like the future of the franchise, where's it going? I get there and they're like, oh, you can't ask anything about the film, like the plot, anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I need a plan B. And I just so happened to have on my phone something we shot like 3 months earlier, which is me doing the Bond intro through like a toilet roll tube and using like a plus. Oh, God, we found the video. You need audio for it to. Here it is.
Yeah.
This is great. Look at the reactions.
And then I showed it to all these people, the whole cast, the producers. And I think they're on board.
Can we listen with sound at all, Kev? Or you think we'll get claimed in like, well, IGN? Can I call Pear? If I call Pear, will it stop it?
No, calling Pear won't make it okay. But
Pear will be fine with it.
If you want to call Pear, because it's been a while, you're welcome to.
Greg, call Brick. Call Brick.
I'm waiting on Brick's response.
Brick needs to get his ass back to us.
God, we're calling Pear Schneider right now.
Use Simon's full name so he knows whose fault it is.
There's a possibility. There's a possibility you get fired for this.
No.
What's up, Greg Miller?
Hey, Pear, it's Greg. You're on the Kinda Funny podcast. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What's happening?
So,
what can I ruin?
No. Number one, I just need to report, because, you know, I could never lie to you, that Simon Cardi told Pear, he told Jeff Keighley that he was the GM of IGN. And I want that on his record. Yeah. You can figure that out. Then now on the show, we're about to watch Simon Cardi's James Bond impression when he showed it to all the people from James Bond, the movie. I need to ask you to turn off the don't copyright strike us. Don't claim us. Don't do that, okay? If you could just walk over to the claim desk and say, yo, this one's cool, it's fine.
Pear, I'm so sorry.
I feel like there's a trade here we could do. Like, what's your top viewed video?
Welcome back.
Oh, so love sex bad. And stuff. Which one is it? What horrible one is it?
It's like How to Kiss, I think.
How to Kiss. You can have the How to Kiss, love sex and stuff, sure.
Fine.
Thank you, Pear. Thank you. It's a good negotiation.
I'm so sorry.
Hold on.
This one,
hold on. Simon's trying to apologize. Here he is.
Okay. I'm very sorry, and I love my job.
Who was that? I don't recall.
Simon Cardi. He's over in the UK. He's one of those people.
Is he one of ours?
Apparently.
Not for long.
I don't know.
Is he the English one?
The one, yeah.
Yeah.
He keeps saying, I reviewed The Last of Us. Like, the game? And he's like, no, the show. And I was like, oh. Everybody did that. That's easy.
I'm known to brag.
No, I remember him.
Okay.
He's a favorite of mine.
All right, Pear, thank you so much. We love you.
All right.
All right, bye.
That sounded like a lie, didn't it?
Oh, he doesn't know who you are.
I've known Pear long enough. That was legit, genuine.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
He likes
there
we go. It. That's good.
But yeah, this video.
Play some sound. I want to see the reactions.
I've never been more nervous in my life.
I mean.
But now I can do like any junket, any interview, and I'm fine.
Sorry, hold on one second. Audio's
not
coming through, which is odd.
Nick Gallego
in the chat.
Campfire Designs, who does most of our merch now, responds and goes, this podcast following last week's is absolute gold.
That's what we do here.
It really is. Such a total shit.
The other thing we do need, if you're an audio listener or you just haven't been watching the live chat because you're doing it later, Cody Hagler and Melissa Hagler did pop up, but they popped up if you ask me, kind of suspiciously, where the comment was made and then Cody Hagler suddenly resurfaced. And then guess what? So did Melissa. And they're
not commenting at the same time.
Exactly.
Which makes me think that Cody took over Melissa's phone after her body died.
Look, Melissa says coming in late after is a wild ride. Like, okay, Melissa.
Melissa, you are in fact still alive, please blink twice.
Stop.
Because we think that Cody may have.
Thank you very much for your support and subscribing.
Here's what I'll say is there's no possible way he could be running two keyboards and have the same thing. So on the count of, I'm going to go 1, 2, and then you guys need to hit 3 together and we'll see him in the chat. All right? 1, 2. And there's going to be a delay.
Yeah,
there's going to be a delay. But we're watching. And I need to see 3 back to back immediately. And then I'll know. Oh, there's no way Cody was doing this thing. You know what I mean? There's like Melissa saying, it wasn't as fast as I wanted. Back to the
video. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good. I thought it was going to be way more off than that.
Usually I'm like, audio listeners, whenever we mess up and we're showing a lot of visual stuff, audio listeners get mad. This is stuff that not even video people can see.
No.
Surprise, surprise. The most important people are the ones on Patreon and the live chat, all right? You want that kind of service? You want us to talk about you maybe murdering your wife? Show up and
you want that kind of service?
You could be in Simon Cardi's one day.
This is
Simon Cardi's chair one day.
Yeah.
You could be in Simon Cardi's one day.
Yeah. You could wear him as
whatever Simon.
Whatever application.
You can Buffalo Bill Simon Cardi if you want to. There you go.
All right, let's watch this video. Yeah. I want to see some of those videos.
Watching the whole thing?
Maybe when James Bond sees the impression.
It's only 2 minutes.
For me, maybe me and the next Bond.
I hate watching myself.
Yours.
He was into it.
It's really classy. Yeah. Really classy. We might have to stick. Is that a toilet roll?
No.
That's what they use in the real films.
It's a toilet roll, yeah. We're just still in our idea.
Bang! Bang was great. Yeah.
I've got nothing to say. I think that's quite brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what really has to do is the way I say bang as I shoot the gun. Yeah. Maybe you did that in this one.
I've done that.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Did you see that?
Dynamite. That's dynamite.
I fucking love you, dude.
That has only got 30,000 views.
Boo.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
I can't believe I traded away Love, Sex, and Stuff out of Kiss for that.
I'm gonna ask you a question right now. It's a serious question. I need you to take it seriously.
Okay.
Have you thought about doing stand-up comedy?
I like sitting down too much.
Simon Cardi, funny podcast.
This is what I get for being serious really on this fucking show.
No,
I'm never serious.
I don't really. I never like drama. I don't like being in front of like live crowds as much. I've done like live podcasts. And
I was gonna
stuff,
say you guys
like,
do the IGN podcast.
Yeah, we've
live
done
every
that
talk,
live yeah. every now and then. But I don't know. I don't think I have the jokes. I don't know. I don't know. It's not. I've not really thought about it.
Okay.
You know what I did?
Oh, yeah, very
this
good.
Weekend,
yeah, good timing.
Nick. Yeah. I rewatched our entire comedy special from RTX.
The second one that we did?
Yeah.
The one with Alana and the
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which everyone can watch right now.
Yeah.
YouTube.com.
First time doing stand-up.
Very successful video.
We have 2 videos, both called First Time Doing Stand-up.
different groups.
Different groups.
So it's not clickbait. It's accurate.
It's accurate.
Some people have done it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the crossover and I'm hosting. Yeah. So
there's a lot of people. There's
it's
some
not
crossover.
My first time doing
stand-up. There's a lot of first time people doing stand up.
If you go back and watch it, that I was so bad back then, it looked like my first
time. I am so impressed with everybody. Like, being away from it, because like when we were in the moment leading up to it, I got to hear a lot of people like practicing and sets and whatever. And it became so familiar. And then watching us all do it, I was like, I texted Kevin. I was like, holy shit, dude. You were funny as shit.
It was fun.
Watching Andy, like, god damn. Like, we know that kid's funny. But, like, that shit was funny as hell. And, Greg, you weren't in that one. You would have been good, but you weren't in
I was
that
good
one.
The first time I did it.
Yeah, but that wasn't the one I watched. So,
that's
I don't want. I would give you props, but I can't hear. It was so good all the way through. Everyone having their own brand of humor. Mm-hmm. I would love to see you do your thing.
I don't know. We got the bit after that is where I talked to Barbara Broccoli, and she wasn't in on the joke. She didn't really. She was
how
very
is,
happy
she, is Barbara Broccoli like kind of serious?
Very. She was overly like. We stopped for that bit.
The Broccoli continually seemed like they were like they don't fuck around.
No. She was like.
The name's Bond.
Have you ever?
for those that don't know, who is Barbara Broccoli?
She's like
heir of the Broccoli fortune.
Producer of the Bond films, basically owner. Like, nothing gets made without her.
Barbara Broccoli is the daughter of Albert Broccoli and Harry, who was one of the original the people that partnered with Harry Saltzman.
It's probably better to just watch it than me explain what happened in it.
Sure.
But
here we go.
Who's the guy on the right?
That's the other producer. What's his
name? That's Edgar Eggplant.
Okay.
Bye. This is awesome. Where have you been hiding? Huh? I mean, this is.
She was going.
I've never seen anyone do this.
But she's that's like, the extent of it?
That is it.
Just the gun barrel?
The problem is, I'm not very good with dialogue.
You're not good with dialogue?
So maybe I can just
romance?
Do that. I reckon I could do that.
The romance action?
I'll give it a go. I've never met anyone.
I feel like she's giving you gold right there. Yeah.
So
I feel
like you're not showing them this, and that was it. Like you
that's all the question I have for them, really.
Love it.
I had like you have 5 minutes, but like, what makes that even more awkward is the person before me. It was like the week after Roger Moore had died, and the first person just before me had done like a full 5 minute, like really emotional. Like I was listening outside, like, what did he mean to you? And they were like, he was just he was a treasure, so kind to be around. And I walk in and go, what do you think of this?
What do you think of
I mean, it's hilarious.
I made this.
Check out this thing I made.
It's fucking hilarious.
And you know what? I think it's probably more fun than what most people just say. What's it like to be James Bond?
From what I've heard from people is they don't love doing those junkets because you get asked the same 10 questions over and over again for like 3 days straight.
I like to do something fun. Like,
yeah, I think it's good that you mixed it up.
Like, not just say, what was it like making a film?
Yeah.
What's it like? Hey, Daniel Craig, please lie to me and tell me that you loved doing this for the 19th time, even though they had to throw money at you to get you back.
I wanted to do it for Glass Onion, just go and audition to be Benoit Blanc to him, see if he'd recognize me.
You should absolutely do that.
I love that.
And just do the exact same thing. And
every
just
time.
This is what I do. This is my thing.
Just go dressed in like the Benoit Blanc, like Sir Sucker with the hat.
Yeah.
Or the onesie that he wore into the pool. And just recreate one of those. I'll help you. This will be fun.
Yeah, we can do that. Cheer that later.
Yeah.
I want to take this completely right turn
take
here.
Take the car to the other.
All right.
Take it to this.
Andy Cortez.
We're on the right side. I want you to drive on the left side of the road for a second.
I want to know, because earlier this episode, you teased that you have other Succession impressions. Do you have any ready? I know I am putting you on the spot like I do with fucking in review music, but like, who off the top? I don't want you to have to think about it or anything. Like, who can you do right now?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Why'd you get big, bro? Go back down. I don't want you Dr. Manhattaning me.
He's like the pig from League of Super Pets.
Yeah.
Close your eyes and just listen to a scene, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. So, there's a lot of fucking, crypto fucking fascist people here. And, I don't want to fucking be a part of it. One thing that we could do is you and Shiv could maybe come by later. If Shiv does come by later, you know, she could maybe possibly be a part of the thing that the party we were gonna hang out at. Oh, fuck off.
God damn, Andy. That was incredible because I promise you all, I did not prep him on that. He just went into it. And that was a tour de force of what? 5 characters? Right there?
Yeah. Who needs to watch the show?
It was one of those where everyone started and I'm like, that could be. Oh, and that's who it is.
Yes, 100%.
Which one was the Karen? Did you do Karen Culkin's character?
No, I didn't. He wasn't in there.
Can you do that? Can you do
Greg
that?
Greg did it earlier.
You
have to go watch our Succession screencast to see a Rory impression.
Rory Culkin.
Because
is that his
name? Wait, Kieran Culkin, Roman.
Roman on the show.
On the show.
Got it.
Romulus.
And Romulus. And Greg did an amazing Roman impression.
Crushing the show.
So.
Well, I need the prop. Can I get the Succession background?
You've got the hair too, Greg. You've got hair too.
Yeah, Kev, is it possible to?
Here, no, there it is. Yeah, no, John Wick, and then John Wick, and then
I can't let them.
Look
black.
At you, Greg. You're a little cock gobbler, aren't you, Greg?
All right, we're back.
All right, no, go watch this discussion content. Then
that's
how
fine.
You do it.
That's fine.
I promised Madeline Stanley we would read her question. She wrote in, of course, like you can for free to kindoffunny.com/KF. Podcast. Madeline's question is, if a song played every time you walked into a room, what song would it be? Tim?
Oh, man. You can't start with me. I have to think about that for at least.
I thought you'd have one off the top.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of good stuff there. But,
Fine. Simon Cardi.
Who let the dogs out?
Nailed it. Crushed it. Loved it.
Easy. Done.
I'm taking it back. Real American, the Hulk Hogan entry.
Oh, yeah. Take that back. Oh, you mean you're not, you're going, you don't mean I'm going back in time. You mean I'm taking that back.
Yeah, I'm taking that back.
I can reclaim it.
Another good guy's going to have it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
What do you got?
It's going to be me by NSYNC.
It's going to be me.
That's my new walk on music now at Cobbs.
Oh, yeah.
I do Cobbs, yeah.
Nice. Does it start with that part or is it like a section of the song?
It starts, it's going to be me.
It's right, the final part.
It's not enough for you. Yeah. Just let the audience know that I'm cool and I'm down and I get contemporary music.
I'm going to go with the song Mr. Jones by Mike Jones. Not the hit, like back then. Of course, back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They're all on me. Not that. Mr. Jones was the second single that did not get nearly enough love because it was like such a fucking hot beat. And I've been trying for years, literally decades at this point, to turn it into the Tim Gettys theme song. I haven't been able to crack the code, but I'm working with Carter Harrell on it, and I think we might get it done at some point.
Good. Wow.
Yeah.
Too much power.
Yeah.
Andy, what would your intro music be when you walk into a room?
Tom Sawyer by Rush.
Ooh.
Good song. Great song. Just good band. Great Canadian band.
When do you come out? Are you letting it get to lyrics, or you're still like, coming out of there instrumental?
A modern day warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
It's a long one.
Andy, I want to let you know that I've been chilling a lot this weekend because I've been home alone. And I'm like, what am I going to do with my time? I can do whatever the fuck I want. So I'm like,
you're like, and I'm going to watch the stand-up special.
I did that. It was great. While playing games on my Switch. Uh-huh. Portable. It's fantastic. But going to bed, I was like, I want to listen to an album. Ooh. Just front to back.
Sure.
Just like really engross myself. That's what I'm doing. Coheed and Cambria. I was like, Andy's talked about this forever. I want to start. And I did a little Google searching, like where to start, like how to get the beginning of the story or whatever. What a great time. What a fun little time.
Did you smoke a little roofie, a little doobie?
No, roofie. No roofies, no doobies.
Smoke a little roofie. Did you roofie yourself?
You know, instead of putting this roofie in a drink, I'm going to smoke it. See where I have
to smoke it.
No. But
well, reefer is what I was thinking about. I was thinking of reefer. Smoke a little reefer.
God damn it. Oh,
Lord. Yeah. I sang a little Coheed to Ben this weekend.
Yeah. It's a Coheed week.
Yeah. It is. Remember when I interviewed him on Up at Noon?
Yeah, I do.
Claudio. Good guy.
Oh, I think you meant your unborn child. I was like,
No, I didn't do that on Up at Noon. Just there talking to my balls.
One day you're gonna be taller than Nick.
Separate, but like related to me. Probably not. This is probably offensive to you, Andy. I'm sorry, but
the guy who smokes roofies,
Coheed and Cambria, and I think of The Darkness.
Mm.
I believe in a thing
first
called love.
Sure.
What?
And like it's a little weird there, right? But like there's a connection. I love that one song. I don't know anything about them otherwise, but it's now in a Panda Express commercial.
Mm.
And I've never seen a Panda Express commercial, period. So I think this might be their first marketing push. Really? And they're using I Believe in a Thing Called Love as their, like, which is such a good song. But it's not
the cover.
The Darkness. It's a cover.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's like weird because the cover doesn't sound bad, but like. The lyrics are the same, but it sounds off enough that it feels like it should be about orange chicken. but it's not. Do you get what I'm saying?
Can I ask you a question that's tangentially related to what you're talking about? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Andy.
I was just going to say something you might enjoy, Tim. The singer from The Darkness, you know, I had to Google it real quick. Justin Hawkins does a lot of TikToks where he reviews other songs and musical performances. And he is... such a treat. He is incredibly witty and funny and personable, and he gets on camera and just like clicks through a video and he'll be like, yeah, that's not a take I would have kept there, like I would have removed that take. And like he's just like super judgmental about a bunch of bands, but it's really, really good stuff. I really enjoy his TikToks.
Fuck yeah.
Has he earned though? That's the one thing they did right. I believe in the thing called love.
They were bigger in the UK. They like were headliner
festivals.
Well,
again, everything's big in the UK, apparently.
Is it?
You know what I mean?
They only have one music festival.
Yeah, you got a Subway, and I'm supposed to act like that's a big deal. You know?
It's amazing. You finally got your McDonald's.
I think they're doing all right. Like I said, he has his YouTube channel, which I think is doing really well.
I need to check that out. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. My exposure, I mean, obviously that song was a huge hit, but it was that I was reviewing SingStar at the IGN office.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember people walking by and like, this guy looks like Cliffy B. And I was like, you're right, he does look like
Did that Christmas song not make it over here? That, like,
I believe in a thing called Christmas. No. Just listen every second of the heart.
Thanks for it's like a big UK Christmas song. It's
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
That one got here.
Much higher.
That movie you guys made, Love Actually, made it here. A lot of people.
Yeah, it did. People like that one.
Yeah,
people like Notting Hill. There's a lot of prejudice to about British things again.
What's up with their? Like, I understand, like, you're an island, England. You know what I mean? You're a tiny little island. Why is it like the same dozen actors and everything? You know. I watch a Harry Potter, then watch a Doctor Who, then watch, and you're like, oh, that's that guy. Oh, the one with the Queen. That one, people like that
Crown.
One.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's more than a dozen.
Oh, the Crown.
But,
yeah. Why are all the best actors British?
I think that's fair to ask.
Because, like,
Succession did end this week, and it was like, oh, yeah, remember, everybody is an American. Yeah.
Greg, it's crazy. Watching that is definitely the most jarring thing when you get Tom and Shiv, and they're both like, well, I suppose in this episode, you know, we were thinking.
Well, Shiv's
like,
Australian.
Oh yeah, come on. She's Australian.
Where's Shiv from?
Australia.
Australia? Okay.
It's another small island with like 12 actors.
Yeah, but was
there's it? Shiv, and then the voice of Bluey.
Logan's Scottish. From? Yeah.
He's Scottish.
Yeah. But Kieran Culkin's American, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the Culkin kids are.
Yeah, the Culkin kids are.
There's Americans. We got that.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah, you can't take 100%. Our fucking
Culkins. No. There are a lot. I don't know. I think it's just, is it easier to do a generic American accent for a British accent than it is for an American accent?
What a lot of people say.
Well, for sure, because like you guys have like, you have a British accent, and then, you know, Lucy will be like, well, I'm Geordie. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, that's way too much into it.
Mm, Geordie from Star Trek.
Geordie
from
Forge.
A lot of people. Exactly, Andy. Fucking Andy's always right there for me.
I mean,
Andy's
like
my little net
delayed.
That I jump on sometimes. Now, a lot of people have said that they grow up watching American TV, so they practice the accent over and over again. Yeah. And that's fun for them. Whereas we don't get a ton of, up until maybe a decade ago, we didn't get a ton of British TV here. And now The Crown, now all these little kids, like Ben's going to grow up being perfect. Perfect.
We had absolutely fabulous, don't forget.
British accent.
I think a lot of people from like European countries, they tend to adapt more of an American accent when they learn English as well through like film and TV. Like, I remember I'm sure you're all familiar with the Bulgarian footballer Dimitar Berbatov.
Of course.
When he's learned English by watching the Godfather films over and over
again.
So a lot. He said cannoli all the time.
Cannoli. I know.
Can
you do all American he knew, accent? So that's the only dessert he ever ordered.
I'm not, you want me to?
Yeah,
give
American
us an American
one.
Accent. You can now your gut's going to tell you to go Southern, because that's what a lot of people do when they go. I want to do a stereotypical. I do decree. I want you to give me a Southern California, accent.
Let him go.
A
and
lot
we'll
of
go
the
from
Valley
there.
Girl.
I need something to say. It's, you know, it's hard when
you want me to say something. Okay. Yeah. Oh shit! What's a popular?
Let's go
American
to the market.
Yeah, let's go to the market.
This is.
How about we go to the mall? Let's go to the mall.
Let's go to the mall. Let's go to the mall.
Better.
Well, you have to say market though.
Let's go
market.
Let's go to the market.
There it is.
There it is.
Like
market.
There it is.
I can't. It's hard.
Oh, I can't. You know, I can't do a British one, so it's like I'm not.
You could if you tried, but you never apply yourself.
No, you never properly try.
There
it is.
Just falling back on all faith.
The old queen, ain't she a problem?
Not anymore.
Wow. Oh,
I'm doing a period piece. Like, you know what I mean? She's so alive. I've got one of those little hats on. I'm dirty.
90s, yeah.
Sorry, you know what I mean?
We need a clip out where me and Cardi and Bless were playing Resident Evil, and me and Cardi did a Michael Caine off.
Mm. Oh.
Really good stuff. Go check out that video.
Can I hear your Michael Caine? I love Michael Caine impressions.
My name is Michael Caine.
That's so good.
It should be better. Though.
It's cheating,
it
though.
It should be better. Cause,
but you're doing a realistic one. You know what I mean? What these guys get into the insanity.
What is his accent? Like, what is his?
He's fairly Cockney.
He's Cockney, okay.
Yeah. Whereas I'm just kind of like London. I'm not really Cockney.
You're Londoner,
not like a posh.
Give me that. What did you just say with it for him, though? You said something right before I interrupted you.
The size of a tangerine. You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. That's a bit better.
That's better.
Andy, I'm sorry, bro. You just got bodied.
Like, you know, I can't do, I don't know, any American better than you guys.
Well, I mean,
as long as my Michael Caine's always better than Nick's, and it'll always will
be. It always will be, Andy. Yeah. Because I don't sit in my room and practice it all day like you do.
You only practice whenever I do it.
I just love jumping on it.
Try to one up.
It's not a one up, guys. Again, for the 10th time, I'm adding to it.
Yeah.
Andy makes the pasta. I like to put the sauce on top.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah.
I'm the Parmesan cheese to his spaghetti.
Sasta.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what's funny? It makes Andy laugh. No matter what he says, he loves it.
I get it. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, thanks.
I love it.
I want everyone to know that I sit down when I pee. We all know this. We've talked about it. I don't know if you know it.
Well, you should.
I do now.
But I always sit down when I pee.
Even at a urinal.
I don't want anyone to ever be able to say, Tim, you peed on the fucking thing. Yeah. I didn't. Yeah,
every
I didn't.
Time.
I didn't. Time. Okay. And today, right now, just a second ago, I just peed. And I didn't sit.
No.
There was just like, I was just like,
blasting open the door. He's like, you liar.
And I made eye contact with a man walking outside from the window.
What's up, bro?
I shut the window every time.
Is that a normal thing?
No, like, shut the window.
I'm never doing that again.
It is not
We're
a normal thing to leave
down,
the fucking
baby.
Window open. No. So when you're shitting in there, you leave the window open?
I mean, I don't worry about the window.
No,
yeah.
Timmy, you close
I would worry about the window every time when the noise
you
is putting
close
out there.
The window.
You close the window, you shit.
You're worried about the people outside?
Well, I don't want someone looking at me while I'm shitting.
I'm worried about the people inside.
Both.
It's not the old bathroom where you're so close. I poop and then if I have to here, and then I get up, I flush and everything, but then I open the window to let it air out that way.
Yeah. Oh, after?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when I'm peeing, I stand to pee like a normal person. I shut the door or the window.
Yeah. I don't want people looking in.
Tim, there's nothing wrong with sitting to pee.
Thank you. No, not only is there nothing wrong, everyone should just sit to pee if it's a toilet.
You can do it as a treat, you know.
It's
just one of these things. Simon, do you know your body so well that you're sure every time you're not going to poop?
Most of the time.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, yes, 100%, Kevin. Yeah. If that's the argument.
Well, I would like to
think. Let's not be so quick to judge Kevin on these,
you
okay?
Know what I mean? Sometimes
because
you
don't.
Like,
sometimes
you know what?
You,
oops, something was there.
Sometimes you're like, I just thought I had gas.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I'm not saying I'm having
I tend to know.
But it's just one
this,
of those
these are the caliber of people you're putting in with, Tim.
Can
I can see it on your face. I'm like, what? This has never been one of my problems.
First off, those who sit rule. So I'm going to give you a high five.
Yeah, they're really shitting their time. Pants apparently when they're
I just don't think I don't think there's any reason why you have to fucking be pissing all over. Like, no matter how good you think you are, you're getting pissed all over the fucking toilet seat, and you savages probably aren't cleaning it up. And even if you do, you're going to miss
Well, you lift the toilet.
And then, well, you can't, but then you got to touch the underside where there's piss all over it.
Because
the other people. Why is so much piss on the inside of the
Because you guys
That's
can't
a good
hit
question.
The fucking toilet.
It's a good question.
Every time I go in, there's piss everywhere. Piss on the side of the thing. Piss. Because you know what it is? It comes out and it goes in a mist and then it settles down in one spot. And that's what's happening.
I don't think that's what's happening.
Do you think we asked Brick the wrong question?
Yeah, Brick, call Brick back. Can I tell you guys something silly that happened the other week, though? And I'm proud of The Office, right? As you guys know,
it's very nice.
I'm proud
I can't
of the
wait to see where we're about to pivot to.
I'm proud of The Office because I think our team finally has gelled. They've all come together. We were just a ticking time bomb before, but now we're the Avengers. Kevin says, Nick, we have something to talk to you about. I don't think you guys were here for this. They waited till you were gone so I couldn't have backup. And they said, and Kevin goes, Nick, it's time that we talked about the one-ply toilet paper that you bought here in this office.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And yeah. I said, okay,
so we're
guys,
not here
I'm,
for.
I said,
the decision
I'm,
you made.
I said, I'm open to this conversation. But again, the whole reason I bought the one ply to begin with was because I wasn't sure how the plumbing was going to react in older apartments.
Fair.
You know, you put the two ply down there, you get it clogged. I didn't want to have to deal with lots of clogs, but I'm open to this discussion. And Kevin said, we are not. We've all voted. And of all the people, everyone avoided their gaze. Everyone looked away from me, except for Roger. Roger stood up and said, Nick, I'm tired of it.
Two ply.
Okay. We're going with two ply from now on. And then, Tim, they brought me the bag of the remnants of the one ply toilet. I'm not kidding. There was two rolls that were three quarters of the way used that they pulled off and gave back to me in some sort of fucking protest.
Tim, we've had enough. We've had enough.
They've had enough. And I love the one ply. So I just said, you know what? I'll take this home to D. And she was so happy because we were running out of toilet paper. And then Mike goes, I'll take those scrubs, the ones that are left over that are like three quarters of the way through. So I gave him that. So now Mike has the one ply at his house.
Where's the revolt on the bidet, Kevin? You know what I mean? We have two bidets there because we were not allowed to use them because Tim said he's going to get us a sponsorship for bidets. This never came to be.
Yeah,
so we have two bidets sitting there that
I want shit water all over your toilet.
Here's the thing.
Bidets are awesome.
Greg,
I don't believe this.
Do you understand how bidet
works? It's going to work.
Apparently, you don't understand how your penis works.
I know how to.
It mists out and it comes together. Like,
well, I have a healthy stream. My stream is healthy.
It's like the thing.
I have a big stream. I have a very big pee hole. is this big. Look at it. It looks like this microphone.
God. All right.
We didn't go further enough. Nick's like, we're going to do it today.
We put it there. We put it there.
I love it, dude.
Put it there. He does a
big deal. We'll wrap up after I hear about this bidet business, Kevin.
My concern is, like, there's no heating element in the ones we have.
I don't use my one at home is not heated either, and it's fine.
Yeah, but you live like an animal, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, there's no better way to wake up. The best part of waking up is that ice-cold water in your ass. All right?
I agree.
You guys are insane. I mean, I'll install it if you...
Thank you. Please do.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Podcast.
Is that it?
You have more to say?
Did you want one?
What's the bidet situation over in London?
I don't think people... I don't have one. I don't
they're,
know.
They're more common than they are.
Yeah, here. Yeah.
But they're not as prevalent as they're
in hotels, maybe. I don't know.
Have you ever used one? Kevin's asked a question.
I haven't actually personally used one.
Okay, well, we have a hose out back if you want to. It's almost the same thing.
Next time you take a shit in the office, you let Kevin know. He'll come and hose it out for you.
I want to go home.
Well, too bad you gotta hang out with us all day tomorrow. It's been the Kinda Funny Podcast each and every week. Four, sometimes five, best friends gather on this table. Each coming to talk to each other about whatever it is they want to talk about, and sometimes the things they don't want to talk about. If you like that, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where, of course, you can get each and every episode ad-free, and you can watch us record it live before Simon and Pear make us cut anything out of it. Of course, over there, you can also get dozens of bonus episodes of content, including my one-hour-long Greg Way live this week. And, of course, you can just have a good time, get some physical merch, and have a great show. If you have no money to toss our way, no big deal. Go to youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe each and every week to get a brand spanking new episode. Simon,
what?
Thank you for hanging out with us and being such a good best friend all these years.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was an event.
Where can people keep up with you?
At Cardi Simon on Twitter.
Cool.
And with a Y.
IGN, with a Y, not an I. With a Y.
Do you have a Venmo? If they Venmo enough, will you buy a bidet?
I don't have a Venmo and I don't need a bidet, but thank you so much.
Well, I'm gonna wash your asshole before this all
works. Was Simon Cardi taken on Twitter?
Do you know what? I wanted just Cardi. I think Simon Cardi was taken by someone else. Yeah, so I had to go Cardi Simon. Yeah. I used to be
Sim Card, right?
I used to be Sim Card 7 because I'm a cool guy.
Like, hell yeah!
Oh, that's a great point.
Changed it.
Joshy G asked for a brick update. I had signed up for text notifications, so I don't think I've gotten anything.
But I love this because, like, the Bond, James Bond.
Exactly, it works now, doesn't
Simon Cardi.
And Carly Simon did a Bond theme, so it all just comes together, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Have you seen that documentary about the Bond themes?
I haven't, no.
It's really good. I think it's called The Sound of Bond, and they go through all the years of, like, how the original theme got made and then how they approached a lot of the more famous musicians for the more famous songs, I should say. It's really, really well made documentary.
It doesn't look like anything from Brick, but the app's kind of frozen or whatever. Yeah. So I'll just tweet out the Brick video when I get it. But hey, again, just...
What are we placing our bets on? I'm going Hexagon.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah. I think it makes sense. Brick seems like a square guy.
He's a square guy. Okay.
But I also want... You were all here live as it happened, right? I just picked Brick out of a hat. So if it turns out he's got a bunch of racist TikToks, I don't want to hear about it. I didn't know. I just did what I did, all right? I gave the kid $4, but I don't back his views. All right, just put that out there. All right,
that is unfortunately a very good disclaimer.
Yeah.
I'm going parallelogram though.
Parallelogram.
If someone asks you what's your favorite shape and you're trying to be cool, that's the answer.
I would say rhombus to be cool.
Yeah,
or trapezoid. Yeah. Parallelogram, trapezoid, I think are an equal
footing. I agree rhombus is cooler than that.
Rhombus is badass. Yeah.
Rhombus
this is exactly
cool.
The conversation we had 3 days ago.
I know. Here we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.